It's going to be a short call. I just wanted to collect people together and have a discussion about the get organized about our meetings and methodology, and then get started on some of collecting some of the resources that I think would be useful for us to have. Aubrey likes idiot. I see a movement, as they said in Alice's restaurant. We have, I think we have about 18 people in the group. Generally, I see a couple of folks. Jeff Levee, welcome.
Thank you.
Liz Lee is somebody who I don't know. If you could introduce yourself to the group, Liz, that would be great.
Hi, this is Liz. I am one of the attorneys with ICAM.
Okay, great. Sorry, I didn't know you then. We will be having participation from the CCWG's attorneys in this as well, but I didn't think we really needed it for the organizational meeting. The first thing I want to report is that we have received a draft of the bylaws provisions, and that will be circulated to this group for discussion. I want everybody to understand that it's a discussion draft. It has not gone through any back and forth between the lawyers and either the chairs or the rapporteurs or anything like that. So you're going to be getting an unfiltered version of it. I expect that there will be a significant debate and discussion about it. In some respects, I think, we might be better going through it when we get a little bit farther down the road with respect to some of the practical implications of the IRP, but we will circulate it so everybody will have plenty of time to read it and think about it. David, are you do you have audio or have you lost? Oh, okay. The other thing is that I would suggest that we try to establish a regular meeting time. I don't think that we have, unfortunately, though, any of our folks from Asia on the line, and I'm conscious that this is not a great time for India, for Arun, and for Chris Despain in Australia. Any views or thoughts on that? We could rotate. Sam's suggestion is that we rotate between two times. That's probably a good idea. So we just picked two consistent times. This one seems to me to be sort of avoiding the, midnight to 5 a.m. For most people. So I'll try to pick another time. And then my suggestion is that we meet weekly. Our calls, I think, may be brief initially while we're doing the basic work, but to move us forward and to keep the momentum and to provide some kind of scheduling continuity, I'd like to propose a weekly meeting. Any objections to that? See no hands, so I'm going to take that as no objections. In addition to just sort of the bylaws language, I think a kind of more in some ways more important part of our work is to really kind of address some of the basic operational issues. How do we think about disposing of frivolous complaints? You know, what are some of the operational details? And in thinking about sort of where we would look rather than inventing the wheel, one of the things that I thought we should do would be to collect and distribute examples of other bodies that have rule sets that address some of these issues, knowing that none of them are going to be absolutely perfect, but that they may have some things that are useful to us. So, you know, an obvious example is, you know, just some of the rules of procedure of courts. When I was looking into this issue, I did come across institutional independent reviews. The International Monetary Fund, for example, has an independent review process that has very similar features. It is not. It is advisory, not binding, but it does provide for materially affected parties who have been materially affected by the fund's failure to follow its own rules in conducting projects. And it has a, you know, standing panel and the like. So what I would propose is that we create a list of potential institutions that may have potentially useful rule books from which we could, you know, look, pick, choose, modify, compare, and the like. I'd ask folks from different legal schemes. I don't mean to call civil law a different scheme, but Marianne, for example, is an attorney from a civil law jurisdiction. I'm hoping that we could get some examples from bodies that you might be familiar with, and kind of compare, discuss, and distill elements from those organizations. Any discussion on that, and any suggestions about places where we might look? As I said, I am aware of the IMF and the World Bank. I suspect that there are other international organizations that have similar, although not absolutely similar, independent review bodies. Obviously, also the international arbitration bodies have rule sets and procedures that have some familiarity to us in the independent review process, and while they might not be exactly fit for purpose, they may be a very, I think that they have to be among our toolkits.
This is Jeff Levine. May I interject?
Yes, please.
So, we've obviously done a lot of IRPs, nearly all of them in conjunction with the new GTLD program, only one that preceded it, and that was in terms of getting to conclusion. And what we did was adopt the ICDR's international arbitration rules way back when. And for the most part, those rules have been useful. I can then, as I assume everyone knows, adopted supplementary procedures that change the rules to suit the more expedited format that the community wanted, at least at the time. I'm happy to provide as much information as you guys would like. I'm not aware that anyone on this call has actually participated in an IRP other than the ICANN lawyers and me.
And me.
Oh, absolutely. My apologies.
I'm really glad that you forgot that, though. It makes me really happy.
It wasn't the most fun time in anybody's life, and it was, it was a unique week. But the only other thing I wanted to suggest is whether this group might be interested in seeking out the thoughts of those lawyers who have pursued the IRPs. I worry that anything Jones Day says sometimes in this group is discounted, and so there are other lawyers, three in particular, who have been sort of the main claimants' lawyers in the IRPs, and you may wish to reach out to one or more of them to get their thoughts. They've both won and lost, and so they may have input that would be valuable for the group. I say this because I don't think it would be helpful, and I think it would be a shame to try to reinvent the wheel because there's been so much activity so far. And obviously, I have pretty strong views on how these things should work, but I'll only share them if you ask, because we're creating something that is intended to be a little bit different, or maybe a lot different than what we've done before, and certainly will have the ability, for example, of the community to initiate an IRP that will be new. So I give that by way of background. I will participate as much as I can in these calls, and would be happy also to answer questions privately. I don't think I have access rights to write on the listserv. That has been, I've always viewed that as a positive thing for me. But if anyone wants to reach out to me privately, it's easy to find me.
Thanks, Jeff. And clearly, I do think that we must, include the ICDR rules and the ICANN supplemental procedures in our toolkit. I think that in the course of the conversations, there was some not insignificant expression that adopting some or being cognizant of this as a constitutional court rather than a purely commercial dispute resolution body is something that is important to the group. So I think we'll need to look, and it may be that we decide that the other rule sets that are out there have nothing to contribute. But I think that the exploration is something that we need to do here, and obviously, simplicity will be the rule of the day. As I said, I am interested in getting some examples from other bodies, at least to validate the notion that the ICDR or similar rules work. I do think it's actually a pretty good suggestion on your part to have attorneys who brought IRPs give the group their sort of take on what worked and what didn't work, and that may be a very useful undertaking, is to sort of have a panel. I know Arif Ali has been involved in several of them. I'm not sure I know the other folks, but I'm sure you can help me, or I can just, and we can get them. But that, does that seem like something that would be a good way to start to the group as one of the preliminaries to have just a sort of panel discussion, and certainly somebody from Jones Day. And Jeff, you're probably the person who has experience and could participate as part of that panel on sort of here's what works, here's what doesn't work. Got a totally silent group here, and I know that many of you guys were on the phone from what is 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. My time this morning.
This is Jeff. I have put into the chat room the names of the three lawyers that I referenced. John Ginga has had, I believe, three IRPs. Arifa Lee has had, I think, three or four. One of them settled. And Flipatillion has had at least four. And all are good guys.
Okay, so I think that I'm seeing in the chat some support for this idea. So that is something that I will undertake to set up sooner rather than later. In the meanwhile, we have a list. I'm going to go to the questions, but one of the things that I want to make sure to put on everybody's radar is to think about institutions that might have something to lend to our thoughts as we go through. David McCauley?
Thank you, Becky. It's David McCauley here for the record. I, too, like the idea of a panel discussion, and I think it's a great idea. I want to sort of caution us, however, that we should make sure that we facilitate it fairly fairly strongly. Panel discussions can wander off, and so I think if we need to have a series of questions and some pretty thought-out purpose in setting it up and managing the panel discussion. You know, for instance, you know, how have you controlled the issue that you mentioned before, Becky, frivolous claims, frivolous defenses, whatever it might be, you know, so that we have a list of things that we know are going to come up, both with respect to the fact that this is simply a panel, but also all of us on this phone call know what's happening in the CCWG and where things are going with respect to IRP, and make sure we get some decent questions addressed. So thanks very much.
Thank you, David. Good point on the questions. Malcolm?
Thank you, Becky. I think it's a great idea to reach out to lawyers that have been previously represented within the IRP for their thoughts. But I also think that we're going to have to be quite intelligent about how we do that and how we receive their response as well. I don't know whether they will be tracking in great detail what the CCWG has been proposing, but what we have before us is, in many respects, almost a new process entirely. It's certainly different in very substantive ways to the existing thing, to the existing process. In particular, being open to everybody, being open to substantive issues, and so forth. So we're not asking them simply for their views on any tweaks that would be needed to what they already had to deal with issues that they encountered, but we're asking them for their thoughts from a practical point of view on how best to implement the system that we're designing. And so I don't know whether they will necessarily know that or not if they haven't been following this deeply. So anyways, that's just a thought.
Good point, Malcolm. Greg?
Thanks. This is Greg Shatton for the record. First, kind of in response to David McCauley, as I'm thinking of when the word panel was used, my thoughts went more to the concept of a standing expert panel than any particular panel discussion, although, of course, the expert panel could be available for a panel discussion. So I think, you know, that's what we're looking at. And I think, you know, to Malcolm's point, you know, definitely we are the decision making or the recommending body here. So we're going to take the, you know, the war stories and issues that are raised, I think, and work with them. I do agree that, you know, if we want to educate them on kind of where the new IRP is going, that might influence their input, maybe make it more targeted and kind of more helpful to us. But I think even views of what has happened and what's worked, what hasn't, problems that have arisen, even some of their wish list, as long as it's consistent with what we are thinking about, is worthwhile. And I think in many ways, while the kind of substantive focus of the IRP is changing, the procedure will probably be changing somewhat less. So I think there'll be less inconsistencies. Another potential input for our work, not to give us too many outside inputs, are some of the recent, and maybe even not so recent, IRP decisions, which have gone, you know, well beyond deciding the matter at hand to some fairly detailed commentary on issues that the arbitrational panel saw with the process that they were saddled with. So I think, you know, Dot Africa is one where there were, you know, definitely some opinions expressed in the opinion. I think, you know, looking to those wouldn't be a bad idea either. Thanks.
Okay, that is an interesting observation. Obviously, there are some things that were fraught because obviously we don't want to sort of get into the merits too much. That's something that has been sensitive. Jeff Libby, I have a question for you. One of the things that I have been thinking of is whether some of the decision makers on some of the IRP panels might be an interesting source of input, and I'm not sure how it affects, you know, whether they would be willing to share their observations. But I'm thinking in particular of Jan Paulsen, who I believe was the head of the IMF arbitration board for a while, in addition to having been on at least one IRP panel and also some of the expert panels. So there are some of the sort of folks who have acted in a decisional role in IRPs who also might have some observations that, if they were willing to share, could be enlightening.
That may work. So the IRP that Paulsen was involved in was, as Becky knows, was the IRP that was resolved in 2008 with respect to .XXX. It was adjudicated under completely different rules than have been in place subsequent to that IRP, in part because the hearing in that IRP lasted a full week, and everyone, including, I believe, the claimant, was pretty much aghast with the fees that were generated as a result. And so the bylaws were changed after that, and the supplementary procedures changed to eliminate the ability to do what happened. Now, one of the panels, the DCA panel, determined that it was essentially not bound by the rules, but it was the only panel to do that. There have been no other hearings that have involved live witnesses because ICANN has been trying to do these faster and cheaper I don't know about the faster part, but they have been cheaper. So Paulson is knowledgeable about arbitration, to be sure, and there are probably a half dozen other panelists who have been involved in IRPs and are not currently involved in an active IRP, because I think that ICANN and probably the claimant would be worried about having any panelist who is currently engaged.
Right.
But I could certainly come up with a list. The names are obviously of the people are obviously public on the website. And if you guys would like, I'd be happy to make a couple of recommendations. There are people who are have had experience, even a couple with two IRPs, who might be very thoughtful.
Thanks, Jeff. Greg?
Old hand.
Old hand, okay. So so this is what I'm going to suggest that we do before the call next week. Is we will circulate the proposed draft of the bylaws. We will also circulate some you know, sets of rules from different bodies. What I will do is independently ask folks who are part of this group, you know, to take one of those sets of rules and be able to sort of just give a very, very brief survey of sort of the you know, merits and demerits from a quick look from some of the and a little bit of context so that we can decide whether we put those in our toolbook. And we'll try to get our heads together for some recommendations with respect to both panelists and lawyers who have experience with the IRP in the past, so that we can begin to think about how we want to structure any discussion with them. We will meet weekly, if only briefly, for a while. One question I have is to what extent people will be in Marrakesh. I think that probably, I'll probably just independently ask folks to let us know if you will be in Marrakesh and whether it makes sense to have a both a face-to-face and with remote participation meeting while we are in Marrakesh. Other than that, of course, we will not. We're not anywhere near decision making at this point. I think we are in undertaking a voyage of exploration more than anything else at this point. But when we get down to decision making, we obviously will not make decisions in any single call, and we will, you know, follow the general rules of CCWG. My preference here is to act strictly on the basis of real consensus. So I propose that we strive to that. We're all there's no sort of distinction between members and participants in this particular working group. Other issues that people want to raise? Cavus is again disconnected. I'm sorry, Cavus. I guess he's disconnected from audio, so he can't hear me saying that. All right. We will plan to get together next week. I think I'll try to do it at this time and then also announce the what the alternate time is. And I have 2 weeks worth of data on the doodle poll, so I will take it from there. I mean, for those of us who are also doing these long calls on the CCWG, I think it makes sense to keep the calls short until we get out of this month, so that we're not adding hours and hours of time that none of us have onto it. And with that, I will thank you all for participating and look forward to working with you. This is a very important project and something that has been very important to me in particular for a long time. So thanks very much, everybody. Talk to you next week.